Hi, this is Jim, and you're listening to Radio Genius.
Flaumen går i nåriga vår, björsja sprött i dalom. Döla kar, traust och har, rydja fädregar. Tjåkorna lossnar i alle liom, skräda för äter berges i dom. Flaumen går i nåriga vår, och döla när det så ro. Från fjällrim, ej byxor in, mellan stuv och stad. Det verkar ha gjort, fagrast du ska så. Höjd kod i vattnet susar, höjd kod i fossen husar. Döden går i nåriga vår, och döden är det så råd. Ja! Bykar stram, på gatan går fram, furan skall oss lära.
første kamp jeg selv er nord min lyd. Bønderne ikke lenger nyke husbondsretten
har vi den bruke.
Rekken er vår, skulda er lår og lida når jeg skår. Og sett med kjen, så er det med klem.
Of which I'm sure I'm mangling. They describe themselves on their website as Norwegian mead-fueled folk metal, though much of their output, including this song, tend more toward punk than metal. The band's a one-man project, and the guy doing it was only 17 when he started. Hey, way to make me look bad, kid. I don't know what the hell any of the dials or switches on my multi-tracker even do. Before that was Bahamas by Andrew Vincent and the Pirates. Those guys rule. And I hope to get to see them live one day, though I'll probably have to go to Canada to do it. Andrew Vincent says on his MySpace that he hopes to be releasing a new album in March or April, so I'll be looking out for that. Some music has a certain energy to it that just gets me moving without even really being aware of it. This mix is about exploring those reactions and the music that provokes them in me. That line of bullshit is the thin thread of an idea tying this show together, so play along, huh? My research, conducted over the space of the previous several days with the kind assistance of some cold medicine and a bottle of bourbon, has revealed four distinct ways in which music causes unconscious muscle reactions in me. A song with a good, solid groove will often cause the head bob. You can't see me, but I'm demonstrating it here for you. Get the head moving back and forth. Those songs tend not to be too fast, or else you end up looking like a damn woodpecker. So a catchy melody gets feet tapping, you know? I think that happens to everybody. A really driving beat gets me air drumming, or even just pounding out a rhythm on a desk or a table or my kid's head or whatever's in front of me. And the rarest one of all is this insanely fast or off-kilter music will just get my knee twitching like crazy. I'm talking more like Steve Martin Happy Feet than Robert Klein I Can't Stop My Leg kind of a thing. Anyway, I'd love to read any comments you have about your own reactions to music, the kind of physical reactions I'm talking about. Please feel free to post them on the site. You know where to go, radio.gen1.us. So this next song is, weird. It's an all-girl Japanese band doing a chant from an Italian opera over a tribal-style drum beat, and it's absolutely insanely catchy. Or it might drive you up a damn wall. This is O-O-I-O-O with Uma.
Let's go!
That was Cloak Dagger playing JC Pays the Bills. Anybody out there feeling twitchy yet? That entire album gets me vibrating. I have no idea how I don't lose 20 pounds every time I listen to it. Coming up is Thomas Dolby with The Key to Her Ferrari from his album Aliens Ate My Buick. Yes, folks, he does more than just shout, "Science!"
There was one room in her house that was always kept locked. It was the garage.
Some obscene phallic symbol on wheels. Little rivers of anticipation ran down my inseam as I kicked those 500 Italian horses into life and left reality behind me. 60, 70 miles an hour. Oh! My hands slipped inside the belt of my trousers as we passed 80, 90 miles an hour. And as we hit the magic 100, yes, my love exploded all over her bright pink leather interior. I don't need no drugs, I don't need no liquor. Said all I want is the KDR Ferrari. Your ruby lips, your perfect figure. Just want the key to your Ferrari. Gotta rev it, jam it, scram it, rip it, tear it, bear it, rip it, tear it, scoot it. I'm dead.
just played The Thermals' A Pillar of Salt, my favorite song from their 2006 album, The Body, the Blood, the Machine. Before that was Palm Quarter Yajna by the Mountain Goats, which is one of those songs that you just start singing along to by the second time you hear it. Of course, if you pay attention to what you're singing, you find a pretty bleak song about a house full of dying junkies, but still. And actually, A Pillar of Salt is not the most uplifting song either, but they're just a couple of amazingly catchy tunes. Anybody out there been bopping along so far? Any head bobbing, toe tapping, air drumming? Anyone? Well, we're going to go a little bit tropical now by way of NYC. This is Peculiar by the Slackers.
Well, I committed no crime, but it seems that I have no place to hide. I had a bad disposition and a pistol all loaded for suicide. And though I didn't act, fact don't really matter. The law books, they are fat, the lawyers, they get fatter. And I'll be lucky if they ship me to Siberia. I got two mad women, no mother and a brother who prays for me. And it's for my man Ivan, if I'm lucky, maybe he'll take the blame for me. Or maybe I'll get loaded, end up in a fight. Or maybe I'll go down just like the other night. But I'll be lucky if they ship me to Siberia. Well, father was peculiar, and now the fruit it don't fall too far away. So what's it to ya? If he was here, I know he would say. No, he'd tell ya, I didn't do the crimes you claim. No, he'd tell ya, I didn't do those things you say. Well, father was peculiar, and we both ended up with the same girl. If you call me obsessive, well, it kinda underestimates my behavior. Now everyone believes in an imminent conviction. Everybody knew my overall intentions. And I'll be lucky if they ship me to Siberia. Well, father was peculiar, and now the fruit it did fall so far away. Yes, yeah, so what's it to ya? If he was here, I know he would say. No, he'd tell ya that I didn't do those crimes you claim. No, he'd tell ya that I didn't do those things you say. Well, the judge and the jury and the people in the city, they all talk about the people in my life like there's someone in a movie on your night out. Evidence is bad and it don't look like I'm getting out of here. As for the man who really done it, well, he fixed it up nice. He made it very clear. But Ivan understands that everything is awful. You do just what you can, cause everything is lawful. And I'll be lucky if he can't break me out of here. And I say, come on, man. A father was peculiar. Yeah, so what's it to ya? It didn't mean I did those crimes you say. Hey, I said, father was peculiar. Still I didn't do those crimes you say. You say, you say, father.
show them exactly what it means to live. 10,000 witnesses, show them how it's done, son. Fistful of cotton mouth, run that podium. Walk on the hashes, no half-stepping kid. Their fans are flashing in expectation.
Thank you.
time signature on that one is actually fairly plain Jane, but the syncopation is mind-blowing. That was Sophistafunk by 70s jazz fusion outfit Return to Forever. That one always gets me pattering out a beat on the table or desk in front of me, trying to puzzle it out. And, of course, Primus with Mr. Know-It-All before that. I know a lot of people who think that album sounds dated these days, but I still love it. Also played some Clutch in there somewhere, and if I'm going to continue making these mixes and you're going to continue listening to them, you better get used to hearing some Clutch, because they're one of my favorites. My little baby son, he's sleeping on my lap right now, but a little while ago, dancing his ass off to this music when I was getting it all lined up. It's a lot of fun. So this next one is by The Cure. Now I know you're probably thinking to yourself, how does some mopey-ass Cure song end up in a mix like this? Hey, you know, there is some fun, bouncy stuff by The Cure, musically that is. Lyrically, maybe a different story. This one is Why Can't I Be You?
Oh,
dismemberment plan still pretty much blows my mind. That was her song Girl O'Clock, preceded by Les Savi Favs' Dishonest Dan Part 2. God damn, I sound like some lame college DJ. Oh well. Here's the Buzzcocks with Oh Shit.
Oh shit, I thought you and I were friends. Oh shit, I guess this is what all our ends. Oh shit, I thought things were going well, but it hasn't turned as well, has it? Oh shit, oh shit, crack on some more ball. Oh shit, I'm not sure you've sort of lost them all. Oh shit, I guess that this time's the time, and it's sinking out, got a mind, don't it? Oh shit, oh shit.
In a coma, I know it's serious.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know it's serious.
There were times when I could have murdered her.
I would do anything not to have to hurt her.
Let me ask you.
Morrissey. I'm Ojo Nixon and the anti-Morrissey. Can't you see? Can't you see that I am the anti-Morrissey? Ah, 'cause I'm a meteor. Hey, I like my meat and I like it sweet. And I like to get laid and I always get paid. Hey, Morrissey, kiss my big hairy butt. Girlfriend in a coma, I know it's serious.
So you're pretty sure, Doc, she's not going to come out of it. Okay, thanks.
Speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down with
giggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Big Bopper, and it must be you who knows what he likes, because it's not me. I'm not really sure what Chantilly Lace is either, but I'm guessing something dirty. Before that was a very old blues number by a fella calling himself Get Fiddle Jim. It's called Paddlin' Madeline Blues. And before that was the one and only Mojo Nixon playing the Smiths' Girlfriend in a Coma. And I love me some Mojo Nixon. Morrissey, you know, like him or not, Morrissey could write a song. I mean, Morrissey could write a song. But then Mojo comes along, takes one of Morrissey's songs, not only plays it better than the Smiths did, but in the process mocks Morrissey so sophomorically, so childishly. I mean, you either love Mojo Nixon or you hate fun, or you're an adult with good taste. Well, I'm winding it down here, but hopefully I've been winding you up. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks from the 80s, and I know what you're saying to yourself. Finally, you're saying, he's going to play Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. Well, you're wrong. Frankly, the only involuntary reaction that song causes in me is a twitching of one of the veins in my right eyelid. It's kind of annoying. What I'm really closing out with is Bad Brains' Eye Against Eye, followed by Fishbone's Housework. And if you prefer Katrina and the Waves to Bad Brains or Fishbone, then I am very much afraid that it will be difficult for us to be friends.
Yes, it's a feeling of team and everybody's always on it just to see himself. But the fact that I'm mad, that you just don't dare, never stand or help an end to anyone else. People tell me your why, but you're after the line, trying to make me up confused about the USA. When the fact that my mind, that you just don't hear, to comprehend or understand a single word I say. Mother, what am I going in time?
Yeah.